Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
The last time we were in Murundoy, Catalina and her fiancé Simon were flirting with each other, much to Auntie Myrtle's disapproval. She cautioned them about being amorous in the presence of Catalina's teenagers, Alexis and Denzel, and advised them to get married as soon as possible. Auntie Myrtle also used the opportunity to warn Catalina about the clothes Alexis was wearing and her constant request for money. Rhonda's belly pain became worse, but she refused to heed Unique's advice to visit the gynecologist, preferring to drink Dinah's herbal remedy instead. As we return to Murundoy, Catalina and Simon are planning their day.
Good morning, honey.
Morning, babes.
I could lie here and watch you sleep all morning.
Really?
Yes. Beautiful Miss Catalina Lewis.
You know Auntie Myrtle will have a real problem if we stay in this room all day.
You mean she will tell us to go down to the post office and make it official before the day's out?
She might. But I think she'd more want a nice church wedding.
What do you want?
Well, As long as I miss Simon the Freitas, I really don't care, babes.
Well, I'm here for 6 months and we have plenty of time to plan and get married within that time.
Yes. And get my friend Shelly and Marla and they're going to help me out.
I can't wait to meet them.
Soon, man.
Great. I'll have some business to do in the city today. Need to rent a car.
Okay. They got a car rental service by the main road.
Good.
My babes, remember we talked about you buying me a car?
Yes. Did you do the driving classes yet?
Look how long, remember I told you?
Oh, yes. The old brain.
I even had my provisional license till it expired.
All right. We'll do that then. We'll buy your car.
Thank you very much, babes. Thank you. Thank you, baby.
Anything for you, honey. But now I need to get up and start my day.
Yeah, me too.
You gonna come to town with me?
Sure, hon.
Great.
Simon! Simon the Freitas!
Hmm?
It's me there! Simon! Honey! I need you!
Simon? Simon, who's that?
Catalina?
Simon!
Morning, Auntie Myrtle.
There's a vulgar Simon! Woman at the gate calling for Simon!
Simon!
And she has a child with her!
Joy?
Simon?
Why? It's for my child, father. Simon! Darling, we miss you!
Child, father? Simon?
Good heavens! Just when you think you found a good one.
I can explain.
Look, start explaining quick!
To think that the love of my life, Simon Q. the Freitas, didn't tell y'all about my child is truly shocking, amazing, and flabbergasted.
Look, I can't believe this. Look, I can't believe this.
May I take the child to another room so the three of you could sort this out?
Carry me child away. Lady, I don't know you.
Joy, please. This is my fiance's aunt.
Oh, we got fiance now. Same old scampy Simon. Up to the same old trick.
Father, what is this? What's this?
Miss Myrtle. Please take Eva to the next room.
I said I don't want nobody carrying my child nowhere. She accustomed to her mother rambunctiousness.
How do some men end up with certain women?
Wait. Is me Granny Fit throwing hints at?
Joy, please. What kind of example are you setting for Eva when you're carrying on like this?
Look, who talking about example? Look, Simon, don't make an air out here today.
Please do. Because I'm his fiance and I don't know nothing that guy now, hey.
Miss Myrtle. Please take Eva to the next room.
Come on. It's all right. Auntie won't hurt you.
Auntie? She don't know you. Baby, I right out here. Don't worry.
Joy, it's just like you to always cause a scene.
Well, you got some face. You could even phone for tell your child that you're coming to Guyana. If I didn't see you cousin Darkest last night by the karaoke, I would have never known you there, hey. I guess you had no intention seeing her.
That's not true. Why would I come to Guyana and not see my child?
Why didn't you call to tell her you were coming?
I didn't tell anyone I was coming. I wanted to surprise my fiancé.
Ha! So you're actually going to marry this one?
Is what going on here really, man?
I am Simon's child mother, if you didn't get that earlier.
Simon, you never told me you had a child living in Guyana.
She's 10 now, and I could count how many times this one actually see she.
Simon?
I was going to tell you.
Look how long we've been engaged. And at no point you think it was important to tell me I have a child living in Guyana, Simon.
That is the man for you.
Joy, please.
No, let me tell she because obviously she don't know.
Joy.
I meet he 12 years ago on one he trips home. And me and he start going around. If you hear promises this man make to me, girl, I should have been living in America by now.
Wow.
Catalina.
Next thing I get pregnant and I ask you if he gonna marry. And you know what he tell me? You know what this man tell me? He say he ain't ready to get married again.
Well, I was being honest with you.
Yes, me and the woman you just live with over there.
Joy, don't make any assumptions about me.
I ain't gonna lie. He does mind evil. But the only time the child does see he is when he come to Guyana and pass by and see her for 1 hour. He never take shame out here for carry for eat little chicken or to the park or anything. That is the kind of man you dealing with.
Wow.
Catalina.
And by my child getting big now, she see what going on. I'm a mother of 5. You hear me? Before I get Eva, I had 4 other children with 2 men. And me other 2 children father in the children life. Eva seen her brothers and sisters fathers come in and pick them up. They're going to spend time by them. And the child steady asking when Simon gonna come and get she.
I make sure I call my daughter every week, Joy. You carrying on like I'm completely absent.
Talking for 2 minutes on the phone and having an actual relationship with a child is 2 completely different things. start telling your friend. What's your name again?
Catalina.
This man even make we do a DNA test when we child born. You understand why I'm telling you? Although, when he come to Guyana, he used to come and cock up his foot for me veranda, eat out all my food. He make I do a DNA test.
How would I know what you were doing when I wasn't around? Any smart man would have done the same thing.
Well, you know for sure Eve is your child. And it's time you actually take some time to build a relationship with she. Your fiance got a real nice house here, you know. And I sure you have room to accommodate even for the time you there here.
Excuse me?
What?
Yes. Simon, I am leaving you to take care of your child for once in your life.
Joy, it's crazy you leave Eva here.
Lord, what is this?
Eva, baby, come.
Oh, Lord.
Eva, I gonna come every day to make sure these people treating you good, you hear? The minute one of them threaten to beat you, you pick up the phone and call me.
Hello, we don't beat children in this house.
Joy, you can't leave Eva here.
So you don't want her? Look her in her eyes and tell her that.
Don't do that.
I will see you later. Eva, be a good girl for mommy.
Joy. Joy!
Well, yes. Some women, I tell you.
Look, I will take her home this afternoon. Catalina.
No, Simon. I don't want to hear anything from you right now.
It's where you're running off to, Catalina. I'm sure Simon wants to explain himself. Eva, darling, go and change your clothes.
I will come and talk to you just now, love.
So, Mr. Simon, what is all of this?
The reason I didn't tell Catalina is because I was trying to avoid all this. Joy is not an easy woman to get along with.
Well, you lay with her and had a child.
It wasn't meant to be anything serious. I think she got pregnant on purpose, thinking I would marry her and take her to the US.
And that was never your intention?
Of course not. Joy is not the type of woman I would want to settle down with. I wanted to tell Catalina, but the time never seemed right.
I don't see that she would have thought it a big deal. You had a child before you met her, and Catalina has two children that are not yours.
True, true.
You better go talk to her and explain yourself. I will take care of Eve in the meantime.
I have to apologize to her.
Oh, you owe a lot of people apologies. I'm just glad Alexis and Denzel weren't home to witness this.
Yes, yes.
Go talk to Catalina.
Catalina, I'm sorry I didn't tell you.
What did you think would have happened if you did, Simon? You took me with two children, and I knew you had big children with your wife.
But I got Eva long after my wife and I had children. I knew once Joy found out about you, she would have tried to come between us.
And you don't think I could handle her?
You don't know her. She's not an easy person.
Well, I could be as mad as she if I want to be. And was it about you making promises to marry people and never going through with it?
I never promised to marry Joy. She wanted me to marry her so she could go to the U.S. And that was never my intention.
Well, now I have questions about your intentions with me, seeing how long we've been engaged.
Catalina, you have nothing to worry about. I love you, and I have every intention of making you my wife. Every intention.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you want to conserve energy, reduce your carbon footprint, and preserve the environment? Why not try composting? Composting is making manure or plant food from organic waste like food scraps, leftovers, peels and skins from fruits and vegetables, and other kitchen and garden waste. And remember, organic food is healthy for you and your family. For more information on making compost, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.